We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
That tight U.S. labor market, you can thank or blame older workers who opted to hang up their spurs. I'm David Brancaccio. First, the Israel-Hamas war did spike energy prices for a day or so. But the price of crude is easing off today at $86 a barrel and change this morning. That wholesale price is now lower than it was for much of September into October. Forecasters see demand falling, which takes the edge off prices. And since odds are you don't buy crude, what does this mean for retail gasoline and heating oil? Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
Something strange has been happening to U.S. gasoline prices. They've been declining, even though OPEC Plus has been trying to prop up oil prices. Last month, Saudi Arabia and Russia, key members of the oil cartel, said they would extend voluntary production cuts through the end of the year. Sure enough, oil prices rose. The U.S. benchmark peaked at more than $93 a barrel. But then prices deflated because investors remain unconvinced that demand will hold up. In fact, data from the Energy Information Administration shows gasoline demand falling in the U.S. to its lowest seasonal levels in 26 years. Wholesale gas prices have followed. And AAA last week predicted $3 a gallon gas at the pump in many states within weeks. The conflict between Israel and Hamas could change forecasts should Iran, an oil producer, be directly implicated, or if relations between Saudi Arabia and the West sour. But for now, gasoline demand is down, in large part because of higher interest rates. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
The average cost of gas is now $3.68 a gallon nationwide, down 4% from a month ago. From energy markets to labor markets, as pandemic eased, people went back to the labor force, either working or actively looking. Yet what's called the labor force participation rate is still below where it was just before the COVID lockdowns hit. Yet prime age workers, those 25 to 54, are working at a higher rate than before the pandemic. But what's been happening with older workers is where our story lies. Here's Marketplace's Henry Epp.
After COVID hit, a bunch of older Americans decided to retire early because they could afford it, says Nancy Vandenhouten, lead U.S. economist at Oxford Economics.
These individuals are more apt to have retirement savings, more apt to be homeowners.
For those who might want to come back, work itself hasn't gotten any easier, says Joe Brusuelis, chief economist at RSM. Some companies have turned to technology to fill in labor shortages.
It's often difficult for older workers to adapt. Therefore, we're seeing many people just drop out of the workforce.
Some older Americans have come back in strong numbers, especially women 55 to 64, says Nancy Vandenhouten. But she says the participation rate isn't likely to ever fully rebound because the country as a whole is getting older.
As the population ages, labor force participation in the aggregate is going to trend lower, and labor supply is a key component of economic growth.
Which spells big challenges for the economy in the years ahead. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. and every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's a speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
The International Monetary Fund today left unchanged its estimate of global economic growth for this year. It still says the world economy will get 3% bigger this year. U.S. growth revised a bit higher. The fall meetings of the IMF and World Bank are underway this week. The U.S. has been a rare economic bright spot this year, even as many other countries struggle. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that.
The World Bank IMF meetings are being held in Marrakesh, Morocco, a region struggling to recover from a severe earthquake that killed thousands of people just a month ago. The contrast with the U.S. could not be more stark. The IMF says the U.S. is the only major economy where output has returned to pre-pandemic levels.
Right now, it does seem like we've seen a steady amount of economic resilience.
Ed Moya is a senior market analyst at the brokerage firm Awanda. He says U.S. consumers are powering much of the economic growth. Moya says they're still spending a lot and they feel secure in their jobs since employers are so desperate to hire.
Every time we expect the labor market to slow down, we get surprised with an impressive payrolls number.
Also, the U.S. is still stimulating its economy with big investments in things like infrastructure, which other countries can't afford. And during times of crisis, there's more demand for the U.S. dollar, which pushes up its value. Scheherazade Rahman teaches international finance at George Washington University.
So I can buy others' goods, the ones I import, cheaper. My investments overseas, whether it's in real estate or it's in financial assets, is what? Cheaper because of the exchange rate now that my dollar is stronger.
But Rahman says that hurts other countries who borrow money in dollars that are worth more than their own currencies. Investors are also flocking to U.S. Treasury bonds right now because they're seen as a so-called safe haven. That means we pay less to borrow, but Rahman says other countries have to pay a lot more.
Now, basically, they're in distress, right? Countries like Ethiopia, Sri Lanka, Ghana, pick any one of them.
The U.S. isn't immune to global shocks, though, like, say, if oil prices soar because of the Israel-Hamas war. Tim Murray is a capital market strategist at T. Rowe Price. He says higher energy prices would dim consumer confidence.
That bright spot, that U.S. consumer bright spot, would fade.
Also, spiking energy prices could push up inflation, which would lead the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates higher for longer. That might help cool off the economy, but could also dent economic growth. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Our producers are James Graham, Naomi Rainey, Ollie Delbert Hansen, Nick Perez, Ariana Rosas, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.